Maryland tax authorities said this week they'll investigate whether Republican U.S. Senate candidate Dan Sullivan improperly benefited from tax breaks intended for Maryland residents for a house he owned in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, Sullivan's voting history in Alaska elections may cost him.
Clearly, Dan Sullivan is an Alaska resident now, and he's legally qualified to run for U.S. Senate. But questions about the length of his residency have dogged him since the start of his campaign. Rival Republican Mead Treadwell said he had mayonnaise with longer tenure in his fridge. And months ago, the Super PAC Put Alaska First zeroed in on a house Sullivan bought in Bethesda, Maryland in 2006 when he worked for the State Department.
Documents show that while Sullivan pocketed a Maryland tax credit for residents living there, he was voting in Alaska, claiming to be one of us.
The head of the Alaska Democratic Party wrote Maryland authorities last week to question whether Sullivan was eligible for that tax break known as the homestead exemption. Party chair Mike Wenstrup insists the purpose of the letter is fact-finding, not to get Sullivan in trouble with tax collectors.
If he is saying, "I am a resident of Maryland," to people of Maryland, and also saying, "I'm a resident of Alaska," to the people of Alaska, you know, he's not being truthful.
Maryland Taxation Department Director Robert Young said this week he hadn't yet received the letter, but he will launch a review of the case.
We have an obligation, a legal obligation, to investigate every claim that someone is improperly receiving a homestead credit.
Maryland legislators passed a law in 2007 to crack down on abuses of the tax break. Young says he gets thousands of complaints a year, many from citizen watchdogs, and some against members of Congress. Just last month, his office told Walt Havenstein, the Republican nominee for governor of New Hampshire, he must pay back $9,000 in homestead credits he got for a condo he owned in Bethesda.
WMUR has learned that Havenstein will be billed for several years of back taxes. This after officials in Maryland have determined that he accepted tax breaks that he shouldn't have.
The Alaska Democratic Party chair says news of the New Hampshire case prompted him to request a review of Sullivan's file. A spokesman for the Sullivan campaign declined a request for an interview for this story. On his campaign website, Sullivan says he never applied for Maryland's homestead credit, which he describes as automatically provided for owner-occupied homes. Young, the Maryland taxman, says it wasn't automatic, but based on a document Sullivan and his wife signed in 2006, swearing the Bethesda house was their principal residence and they planned to live there most of the next year. All told, their Bethesda residency claim saved the Sullivans some $5,000 over the 2.5 years they lived there. Young says he looks to a number of factors in deciding whether a homeowner is eligible for the homestead credit. Physical presence is required, but Young says so is legal presence. And Young says if a person votes in another state, that's evidence he can't overlook.
What's my legal presence? And my legal presence is where I, vote.
According to the state's voter list, Sullivan voted by mail in Alaska's general election in 2008, during the period he was claiming Maryland's homestead credit. Sullivan's campaign website says he and his wife considered their time outside Alaska as a temporary duty assignment. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.